drop for we need to drain. Got lead water in my pipes, up in Flint tonight. Water is everywhere, but not a drop for we need to drain. Got lead water in my pipes, it may be any in yours tonight. Got water everywhere, but not a drop for me to drink. Got lead water in my pipes, up in Flint tonight. Water is everywhere, but not a drop for me to drink. Got lead water in my pipes, and maybe in yours tonight. May say, who put lead in Flint's drinking water?
Up in Michigan.
Fools put lead in Flint's drinking water.
Up in Michigan, the governor put lead in Flint's drinking water.
Just to talk for a second about what's happening in Flint. I am very proud of what I've done as president. But the only job that's more important to me is the job of father. And I know that if I was a parent up there, I would be beside myself that my kids' health could be at risk. And that's why over the weekend I declared a federal emergency in Flint to send more resources on top of the assistance that we've already put on the ground. Designated a federal coordinator to make sure the people of Flint get what they need from their country. Yesterday, I met with Mayor Weaver in the White House in the Oval Office. And I told her that we are going to have her back and all the people of Flint's back as they work their way through this terrible tragedy. It is a reminder of why you can't shortchange basic services that we provide to our people and that we together provide as a government to make sure that public health and safety is preserved. I know this has been a scary time. I know this is disappointing. You've been let down. But, there is a sermon about Phoenix rising from these ashes. And there is the opportunity out of this complete screw-up, this painful tragedy, this neglect, this disappointment, to actually pull together and make for a better future. Sometimes it takes a crisis for everybody to focus their attention. There have been a lot of crises going on in Flint. They just weren't as loud and noisy and nobody noticed. There are a lot of small, quiet crises going on in the lives of people around this country. And this helps lift it up. And when we see it, and we understand and we feel it, then maybe we start making a connection with each other. And that begins to change our mindset and improve our politics and improve our government to make it more responsive and more accountable. And the good news is that that's the natural mindset of our young people. That's why I'm so hopeful about the people of Flint. That's why I'm so hopeful about America generally is I meet young people all the time. And they've got a mindset just like little Miss Flint here. She decides, I'm just going right to the president because I think we can fix this. Or the mindset of Isaiah raising $15,000 to help an elementary school where he's never been. That's America. That's who we are at our best. We are a nation of individuals, and we should be proud of everything that we can accomplish on our own through hard work and grit and and looking after our own families and making sure we're raising our children right. But we don't do these things alone. Ultimately, our success is dependent on each other. Our success is dependent on each other. I have had the privilege of being the President of the United States, a big office, an office that gives me enormous power and enormous responsibility. But the thing I've learned in that job is that I can't do it by myself. I can't fix every problem on my own. I need a mother-in-law who helps Michelle and me raise Malia and Sasha. I need incredible staff who are carrying out our policies to sign people up for health care. I've got to have our incredible men and women in uniform who are willing to go overseas and fight on behalf of our freedom. I've got to have governors and mayors who are willing to work with me to get things done in their states and in their cities. And most of all, I need fellow citizens who share the values that built this great country and are willing to work with me and work together to make it better. I said this before, the most important office in a democracy is the office of citizen. It's more important than the president, more important than any senator or governor or mayor. It is the idea that each of us has something to contribute. Each of us has something to give back. So Flint, I'm here not just to say I've got your back. I'm here not just to say that you will get help. I'm also here to say you've got power. I'm also here to say you count. I'm also here to say that you can make a difference and rebuild this city better than ever. And you'll have a friend and partner in the President of the United States. God bless you. God bless Flint. God bless Michigan. God bless the United States of America.